everyone. Welcome back. My name is Lynn Wilson. I'm glad you're joining me today. If this is your first time, this is a place where we're going to just chat about God's Word and build some reassurance and some hope back into your life. If you are a regular and you're coming back for another visit, I'm glad you're joining me. Thanks for the support and the encouragement of coming back each week. So, do you ever feel like you want to run? Are you ever afraid? Are you ever overwhelmed? Are you ever without hope? Are you ever just distraught and you just feel like running? Whether you want to run towards something or run away from it, or you're just running in circles. I've been there. And, you know, there's sometimes the problem at hand feels so overwhelming that you can't breathe. You ever get like that? You just, you know, I've even said, I just feel like I can't breathe, or I can't think straight, or I can't make a decision. I don't know what to do. And your mind is racing and you're an absolute mess. And your mind's in chaos. I'll start with that. And I've been there. Like, you're just a mess. And I have to remember, you know, when my mind's in chaos, that means I'm not focused on the Lord. And, you know, it's easy to say now, if you're not in that situation, well, of course, you know, what else would you do? You would just, you know, you go right to the Lord with your prayer requests. You go right to the Lord. But when you're in that heat of whatever it is overwhelming. And I always, I guess in a sense, chuckle. I don't know if that's the right word, but not, you know, laughing like it's funny. But when I hear people say, I hear the same people say it over and over and over, well, you just bring it to the Lord's attention. And I want to say to them, have you ever been in real life? Have you ever had a tragedy? Have you ever had a moment of something that is just so, it's suffocating in your life that you just can't, you're paralyzed. Here's the word, paralyzed. Have you ever felt like that? You know, I was frustrated a couple weeks ago, and I was just overwhelmed with life, I guess you'd say. And I would say in my life, I grew up in a family unit, you know, that includes extended family, you know, aunts, uncles, cousins, you know, the immediate family, the whole nine yards. But growing up in it, one side of my family tended to be very negative. They're just a negative people, you know, always seem to find the other side of things. And the other side is a very dark side. There's a lot of depression that runs through the family, and it's generational, you know. If no one even told you it ran in the family, you just seem to pick it up by nature. It's just in the genes. And so you combine those two things, and it can make you as a person in a pretty miserable state of mind sometimes. And I can remember growing up, even as a kid, being overwhelmed very easily, or being very down very easily, or fighting it. I constantly had to fight that. And I'm so glad the Lord instilled in me in a very young age a sense of survival. There's got to be better. There's got to be hope. I remember as a kid being in adult situations that I probably should not have been part of or have been in. You know, but this is not the perfect world. We don't live in the perfect world, and those things happen. And we all have we can all say we have a childhood that, you know, when I was a kid, you know, and we all have those moments in life. But I remembered even as a kid saying, there's got to be better. I refuse to believe. I refuse to believe that I'm stuck in this the rest of my life. I don't know that everybody does that. At least I did. But I know people my age, younger, older, that still have never gotten through life in a healthy way. You know, I'm a survivor. I want to find better. And when I tend to start getting overwhelmed and discouraged, I have forced myself, I have taught myself, I encourage myself to do something for others. I encourage myself to find the person I'm working with, I'm living with, I'm spending the day with, I'm out with, whatever, to find something in them that I admire, that I appreciate. And I might see a coworker and I might be having a very down day emotionally. I might have come to work, things at home weren't great, and I came to work and I'm feeling kind of blue. And I'll find a coworker and I might just say, you know, I really appreciate the way you communicate. You've got great skills, and I'll bring to mind in my own mind things that I've always admired about them. And they're kind of looking at me like, well, thank you. And two things come out of that. First of all, the Bible talks about edifying, which I just did. I built them up and I encouraged them. And the other thing is it put my mind in a good place. And I'm going to read two passages of scripture to you. We're going to be in Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. We hear this psalm read a lot of times at funerals, and I can see why. But, you know, I have been doing my devotions, and I've been doing a in-depth study on the 23rd Psalm. And I heard someone preach on it the other day, and it blew my mind. And I'd like to sort of expound on the 23rd Psalm in some of the up-and-coming podcasts that we do together. But the one where it says, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And the way this gentleman described that was, he had a table in front of him and he sat there and he said, you know, here's the Lord right there sitting at that table. If you can just envision a table and it was filled with cheese and crackers and fruit and vegetables and this bounty of rolls and danishes and all these good things he had on the table. And he actually had it at the table. And he said the Lord was sitting there and he pulled up a chair and he sat there and, you know, he gets real comfortable and he's talking. Just him and the Lord are talking, just like right here. And he says, just picture your enemies around you. And you hear the whisper of, you know, this is going on, and you hear the whisper of that. And he said, here's your enemies, but you're focused on the Lord. And you can hear and you can, your peripheral vision, you can see things happening, but you're focused on the Lord. And it just reminded me of when the Lord said to Peter, come. And Peter got out of the boat and started walking on the water. He's walking on water. What human being can do that? You cannot do that. You cannot walk on water. Go try it. Try it in a puddle. Try it on the ocean. You'll sink. But Peter got out and he started walking on the water. Right? And then what happened? Oh, no. I'm walking on water. Oh, the fear, the doubt, the anxiety. And he started to sink. And he had to put out his hand. Lord, help me. And that just reminded me of, I'm focused on the Lord. And we're talking. I'm doing good. And then my enemies are around me. They're all around me. They're just buzzing all around me. But I'm focusing on the Lord. And the minute I look toward this side, or the minute I look toward that side, all of a sudden, those things, those enemies, whatever they might be, are shooting darts at me in my mind, discouraging me, telling me I'm stupid, I'm incompetent. You can't do it. You better be fearful. Do you know what's ahead? You'll never make it. You'll never get over that mountain. You have no one helping you. There's no money. There's no finances. There's no hope. You're never. You got to get out of that spot in your head and sit at the table and feast with the Lord and look at the Lord and rejoice in the Lord. Find hope in the Lord. Find just what you need for this very moment in the Lord. Now I want to read to you Psalm 64. I will tell you this. I know I do things a little differently, but I have probably for the past 3 weeks, maybe going on a month now. Do you have one of those dots, Alexas, you know, one of those things that you can say, hey, play such and such? If you have one, when I get up in the morning and I'm getting ready for work, I tell her to repeat to me Psalm 64 every time I get ready for work. I needed this. I sort of stumbled upon it. It's one of those chapters I don't know if I ever read in the Bible, and if I did, it didn't mean anything. But I found it one day when I really needed something. So I want to read it to you, and I want to encourage you. It's only 10 verses. It's short. Whether you read it, you know, open your Bible and read it, or you read it in Google on your phone, or you ask one of your devices to read it out loud. I think reading it out loud, I don't know, there's just something about reading out loud, and it puts God's word in the air, and you're hearing it, and you're, I don't know, I can concentrate differently, but I like things spoken out, you know, get God's word spoken. Psalm 64, hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who with their tongue like a sword, and they bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect suddenly. They do not shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil manner. They commune of lying snares privately, and they say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they shall be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away. And all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God. For they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. The Psalms has been a book for me that has never really meant much. I love Proverbs. I love Ecclesiastics. I love Philippians. I love the book of John. I love the book of Genesis. I've got some favorite books, but Psalms, I don't know. It didn't do anything for me. Does that make sense? And I don't mean that disrespectfully. You know, you ever have a book in the Bible you read and you're like the book of Judges and you're like, ooh, you know, kind of, that's a tough one to get through. Well, to me, the book of Psalms was always like that. I don't know if I'm getting older and it's becoming more precious, but for some reason, the Lord has been bringing the Psalms over and over to me in different circumstances in my life. And I want to, you know, I want to use the Psalms a little bit on the podcast. I want to dive in there. God's got some really good nuggets in the Psalms. There's some songs in their Psalms. You know, David cried out to the Lord in the Psalms and God answered him. And I think there's a wealth of hope and encouragement in the Psalms. And I don't know about you, but life right now is a little crazy. Do you feel that? You know, we're coming out of the pandemic. Is it still around, that thing? Yeah, that thing is still around. It could be around forever, you know, whatever. Okay, I'm moving on. But there are some residual effects, whether it's a psychological effect or an emotional effect. Sometimes it's physical. You have a, you know, aftermath of physical conditions that can affect you because you once had this thing that's roaming around. But I'll tell you one thing, people are really struggling. The economy, the prices, going on the news, what's going on in other countries. There's, you know, just natural disasters. There's all kinds of stuff. But you know what's great to know? We know the end of the story. If you are a believer in Christ, it was so funny the other day. Somebody came to where I work and they wanted to borrow a trumpet that we had in a display case in the other room. And he wanted to go on the beach that's on the property and play the trumpet. And one of my coworkers came in to work and I said to her, did you hear the trumpet? She said, no, the rapture hasn't happened. You're still here. And it was just such a neat experience. that as two Christian sisters in Christ, we knew it couldn't have come, the trumpet couldn't have sounded yet because we're both here, that we both had that reassurance that we know we're going to heaven. It just tickled my soul to hear her say, nope, I didn't hear the trumpet yet because you're still here. It was really cool. Now, I brought this in, and boy, these are some flowers that were donated, and they're just, let me see if I can get them to focus in on here. Let's see, we got some daisies over here, and got some greenery and some carnations, and where's the tulip? Let's see if I can find, where's that tulip? Right here. See this tulip? I don't know if it's going to focus for you. Right there. I'll tell you, smelling these flowers, I'm going to put, let me put them back on the shelf. Those flowers are gorgeous, are they not? Look at the pinks and the green and the white and the yellow that's in the middle. They smell fresh. You know, it is now springtime. I came out this morning and it was just the right temperature. I know some of you still have snow. It's going to pass. But there's spring in the air and the flowers are, they're starting to bud. You know, what do they call them, perennials? I'm not a gardener. I think I got it right, but they're starting to come up. And the grass is starting to turn green and the birds are chirping. Whether it's snowing or not, the birds are chirping. They know. They know that spring is coming. You know, God has promised he's taking care of the birds. He tells us that. If he's doing that, why won't I take care of you? I had someone say to me the other day, but you don't understand. What if I can't? What if it's not available? What if I don't have that help? And I looked at them and I said, in the past 2 years of the struggle that you've been through, has God not provided in the 2 years that you've needed that help? And they said to me, no, I've gotten all the help I needed. I said, so what makes you think the next 2 years he's not going to be there for you? How many times do we doubt and fear and we start walking on that water with all that confidence because we are looking straight at the Lord and our enemies are around us and yet we just like that turn our head and doubt and sink. Are you running away from something? Are you overwhelmed? Are you distraught? I want you to run. I want you to run as fast as you can. I want you to take all that fear and that anxiety and all of that doubt and hopelessness. I want you to run so fast, you're almost going to pass out. And I want you to run straight to the Word of God. I want you to open the 23rd Psalm. I want you to open Psalm 64. I want you to read it, record it, listen to it, say it again and again and again, or have it read to you out loud on a device, whatever you need to do. And don't move until those verses have saturated your soul to the point you have found comfort. Will you have all the answers? No. God just doesn't poof say, here's all the answers to life. But I'll tell you one thing, reading his word can bring such comfort to your soul. It can give you hope in a moment where all of a sudden you realize, just like the hope spring is coming, we know it's coming. It will give you hope enough to get you back on walking on the water. And you run as fast as you can to that word of God. You run as fast as you can to Psalm 23. And you pray, Lord, cry out to him. I need hope. I need reassurance. I need encouragement. And he will do it. All right, guys, thanks for coming over. Leave a comment below. I'd love to hear from you. And we'll see you next time, next week, same time, same place on the next podcast.